the federal government has taken the highly unusual step of comparing the leader of the opposition to one of their own, but not in a good way. Cabinet Minister Anthony Albanese likened Mr Turnbull to the former Labour leader Mark Latham, whose career so spectacularly combusted after he lost the 2004 election. Malcolm Turnbull kept up the assault over the Auscar scandal, but some in his own party are wearying of the fight. Chief political correspondent Lyndall Curtis reports.
Despite the week he's had, Malcolm Turnbull is still punching.
So what's your position tenable at the moment?
The only position that is under challenge is that of Wayne Swan.
He moved three substantive motions in the Parliament today, one this morning.
That this House calls on the government to immediately establish a full judicial inquiry into the Auscar matter.
And two during question time.
That this House censures the Treasurer for misleading the House. This House calls on the government to immediately establish a full judicial inquiry.
He's also continued to ask questions.
Does the Prime Minister have full confidence in the Treasurer's administration of Auscar, especially in the way he looked after the Prime Minister's mate?
But the government is so unconcerned that it's making jokes, even at the expense of one of its own.
Watching the Leader of the Opposition, I could have sworn I was witnessing the ghost of Mark Latham. It was all there, Mr Speaker. It was all there. The jaw drutting out, all the fake aggression, all the machismo, all the we're going well. We used to hear it, Mr Speaker.
It was a theme Anthony Albanese didn't want to let go.
All they've got is a fake email. That's all they've got, and they've had a shocker of a week with this reincarnation of Mark Latham opposite here. Cab drivers are nervous. Lucky we have Comcar.
The government is pressing Mr Turnbull over his links to the public servant at the heart of the Auscar scandal, Godwin Gretsch. The Treasurer wants some answers.
And those questions relate to the role of the Leader of the Opposition and the role of the Shadow Treasurer in their relationship with Mr Gretsch and the pressure they may have put him under.
Mr Turnbull isn't giving them, refusing to detail on Sky TV this morning what contact he may have had with Mr Gretsch.
How well do you know Godwin Gretsch?
Look, I know Godwin Gretsch, that is true, but I am not going to be distracted by that issue from the job, my job, of holding Mr Swan to account.
He's not disputed the ABC's report that Mr Gretsch, a senior Treasury official, has given the Coalition information over a long period of time. The opposition says it's still willing to cooperate with the Federal Police inquiry into the fake email, although Mr Turnbull's office hasn't yet had an approach from the AFP. Mr Turnbull and frontbencher Tony Abbott have raised questions about how the AFP inquiry has been handled.
There seems to have been one leak after another coming out about that investigation until finally, no doubt, the Federal Police were so embarrassed by the way people in government were leaking it that they put out their own press release. I've never heard of a police inquiry being conducted like that.
How did the media know that there was an AFP raid going on Godwin Gretsch's house? Now, I'm not suggesting for a second that the AFP have done anything wrong, but I tell you what, this is a government which is using all the agencies of the state as a form of political coercion and intimidation.
While Mr Turnbull is continuing to press the matter, there are some in his party questioning his judgment. Some MPs, who aren't his supporters, say that the handling of the matter has confirmed all the concerns they had about him, that he's impatient and impetuous. But others have backed Mr Turnbull's strategy, and those who aren't his backers are divided over whether he should continue the attacks or walk away from them. One MP has acknowledged no one will walk away from the affair without their job, a realisation that the opposition won't get the scalps of either the Prime Minister or Treasurer, and that even those who are unhappy with Mr Turnbull have nowhere else to turn. Some put the matter down to a lack of experience and believe the opposition leader will learn some lessons. But there are some worrying signs for the opposition leader. Already some MPs have crossed the floor on the Alcopops tax because they didn't agree with the Coalition reversing its opposition to the tax hike. Other MPs are expected to vote with the government on the issue of asylum seekers, and it's not certain that the Liberals will hold together on the Alcopops vote when it goes to the Senate tomorrow. The Prime Minister is making the most of the opposition leader's woes.
We have here a Leader of the Opposition who stands in this chamber in a state of denial, as if somehow the events of this week have simply not happened, that they have just passed by.
that they have no consequence whatsoever, that it is all simply just a bad dream, that it will go away. Well, I have something to say to the Leader of the Opposition. This is not a bad dream that will just go away. It is a nightmare and it won't go away. And it goes to the future of the Leader of the Opposition's tenuous hold on his position in this place.
The government was keen to show it's getting on with the business of governing. Kevin Rudd had a short conversation today with the United States President Barack Obama. They talked about security and the environment. Mr. Rudd didn't try to explain the intricacies of the scandal to the president. Utegate might be just too hard to translate.
Lyndall Curtis.